In Abongomola Apache District, 350 kilometers north of Kampala, we met John Peter Opio, a well-trained facilitator who guides the returnees on practical, hands-on farming and management skills. This is the farmer field school approach that he details in these terms.
Now, already farmers locally grow rice, and the districts that I selected these places were aware that the areas identified are rice-growing areas, except that initially farmers were growing only paddy rice, rice that grows in wetlands. And most of them, of course, have little access to wetlands. Now, when they knew there was a variety of rice that can be grown in upland, that was an opportunity. And all of them really struggled. And as we talk, most missed seed, and they're really craving for the seed.
And they had to believe you before seeing the results.
But also they were aware, locally here, there's some local varieties that grow upland, but they're not like this one. So they were already aware, but they lost that seed during the course of the war. So they got disorganized and all seed almost got extinct. Now this project is an opportunity to reintroduce something related to what they already know. Mm-hmm. I only don't know the name of the local variety, but this is an opportunity for them. It's a process. The farmers are aware. They are supposed to go through the whole season carrying out studies, making observations of how their rice is growing, while trying to address the problems they face. Or they faced before with rice. For example, already they hinted the major problems they face are labor. The labor to prepare the land, the labor to weed, the labor to harvest, the labor to thresh. Secondly, they talk about drought. They have a problem of dry spells within the season. So they're also trying to carry out studies, or they will carry out studies to address aspects related to short dry spells that are within as the crop grows. Some of them also mention aspects of pests, and they are going to see how this variety is resistant or tolerant to pests. They also hinted on markets. So all those are going to be addressed season-long as they carry out their studies.
There are four rice farmer groups in Abongomola sub-county. Gertrude finds time to actively take part in one of them, chaired by Julia Sobote. We talk to both of them.
They
came here at 7.
How often? How many times a week?
Once a week. On Thursday.
Okay. Can she tell me what was the best teaching so far that she has received? What is the best practice?
It was okay to give Nora Bera in the room, Karame, and me, you punch it. He learned when the facilitator was teaching them how to plant the rice, not just to make it like this, but to plant with a rope and with measurement. She was very pleased about that.
Why did they call you the chairman?
They were the one who elected me.
Because in a group you have to elect?
Yeah, I am to be elected to head this group.
How many are you in the group?
We are 30. Yes.
And this small area, how is it called? Is it a village? How is it called?
This is Akali Paris.
Akali?
Yes.
In the Obongomola?
In Obongomola. Okay. Yes.
And how many groupings are there?
Groupings? There are five. Yes.
Okay. And what is your role?
My role is to see that the group should run well, and all the members should be united and love each other, and then tell them what the need of the farm is.
What do they usually say that they need?
Their need is to promote the growing of this upland rice. Yes.
What is the local name of this rice, Nerika rice? How do you call it in your teaching, in your daily language?
In our language, there's it is ochere angwen. Ochere angwen.
Nerika 4. They say Nerika 4.
Ochere angwen.
Growing rice has allowed the community to get together, share knowledge and foster hope for a better living. Growing Nerika is easy, says group facilitator Lillian Otem, 32 years old with four children and a convinced farmer.
I'm a farmer, and I used to survive with farm as a farmer. In my home, everything, even paying the school fees, I've used as a farmer. I got money.
From what? From what crops?
From growing rice, maize, peanuts, and sunflower. The best one about all these seeds we are growing, I've found the best one is rice. Before we used to grow this super. We grow in wetland. But now I'm happy you have brought for us a new rice called Nereka rice for. And I hope that one is the best. And growing is easy. It takes about only 3 months, but that one, that super takes 6 months.
Can you grow it anywhere? You said before you would grow it in wetlands. What is the difference now about where you grow it?
The difference between this upland and this super. The difference is that upland, you grow in a dry place, but this super you grow in a wet place. And the difference, what I've seen is growing this Nereka is easy than super.
What is easy, what is difficult in upland?
Weeding. The first one, weeding. Because this Nereka, we plant in line. But super, we just always sow it. And when you weed it in water. But this one is easy to weed, and you use ore when you are weeding.
In Amuru district, young mother Christina Chira encourages teamwork in her group. Improving their livelihoods is part of her responsibility as the elected chairperson.
This group is a good group, and the members, they are working together. If I say something, let us do this thing, they will gather together, speed, and we do everything in teamwork. But our problem, our challenge, we don't have enough items so that we can work with it.
Like what?
Like if you want to buy, like in what this weed killing this, we don't have money. And we like to send our children to school. We don't have enough money. Even our houses, we want to build our house like a house of a person who have healthy and somebody who have energy to do something. But our main problem is we don't have enough money.
So by cultivating rice, do you expect more income, more money?
We have a group and we send our request to FAO. Then FAO accepted. They bring us a rice seed. Now we have planned for the first season. Our fear is only the sun sign. It shines very too much, like 2 or 3 months. When we have already planted our rice. But if there is no sunshine, we hope with this project, our life and our environment, it will be changed. So that FAO should encourage us, and they should turn to give us more effort and teaching.
What kind of responsibility do you have as a chairperson and as a woman?
My responsibility. For me, I should. My responsibility. First, I should see how many members I have. In our members, we are 30. 12 men and 18 they are women. Mostly women they are active. If you said something, they will come and gather together so that we work into group.